David, let's talk about executive orders 36, 37, and 38. Seems like more and more come every day. What can you tell us about 36?
So executive order 36, as this is going on, more and more businesses are being allowed to open up. 36 allows certain recreational and athletic facilities to open up, including as listed, fitness and exercise centers and commercial gyms, spas, and places like yoga, bar and spin studios. And it also allows close contact service providers like barbershops, salons, nail spas, tattoo services, tanning salons, things like that to open as well. Those, close contact businesses.
Anything else we need to know about 36?
I think it's important to understand with these close contact service providers opening, as the governor said a couple weeks ago in his press conference, there are certain things, certain guidelines that these places are supposed to follow to reopen safely. I think importantly, I know everybody's itching to get a haircut and maybe a tattoo or two, but just the important thing is to make sure you're being as safe as possible when going to one of these places, make sure that when you're going to kind of be mindful of the things that they have in place to ensure not only customer safety, but the safety of the workers in the business.
Yes, I think it's important to point out that pursuant to this order, it says businesses should consider and incorporate any corresponding industry guidelines regarding opening, in addition to undertaking and implementing all reasonable steps to comply with any applicable sanitation guidance promulgated by the CDC, DHEC, or any other state or federal public health officials.
Right.
So that's an important word, should.
Right.
They don't have to. So it's really incumbent upon individuals to take safety measures into their own hands and protect their own best interest. Every man for himself, so to speak.
Right. And I think, for owners of these types of businesses, best practices is always to make sure that you're following these guidelines. You don't want to open yourself up to any potential liability that could stem from this. So, to the extent that you're able to follow the CDC, DHEC, and the other guidelines that come down for safe reopening and safe operating in this time, I think that's a wise action to take.
So while the order itself says should, advice to businesses is these are really things you should incorporate.
Exactly.
These safety measures promulgated by the CDC and DHEC, depending on the industry. Let's move on to Executive Order 37. What do we need to know about Executive Order 37?
So Executive Order 37, like I said, they're just incrementally reopening businesses that were deemed non-essential at the beginning. And 37 opens to entertainment venues, including arcades, tourist attractions, indoor children's play areas, bingo halls, and venues operated by social clubs. And it also reopens the recreational and athletic facilities and activities that weren't listed on Executive Order 36. So that's sports that involve interaction in close proximity to and within less than 6 feet from another person, activities that require the use of shared sporting apparatus and equipment, and activities on commercial or public playground equipment.
Okay, and specific types of those activities aren't mentioned, but an activity that would require the use of shared sporting apparatus and equipment. Can you give us an example of that?
You know, one thing that comes up, you know, for instance, basketball, you use the same ball being passed around from person to person. So, I think activities, sports such as that, are the first thing that comes to mind when I read that, you know, soccer, football, basketball, sports of that nature.
Anything else we need to know about Executive Order 37?
I think one of the interesting things is in prior executive orders, the list of the entertainment venues and facilities that were deemed non-essential and that were closed wasn't just those that have been reopened. It included nightclubs, concert venues, racetracks, and theaters, auditoriums, and performing arts centers, and adult entertainment venues. So it's interesting to me that certain entertainment venues could open now, but there still remain some that appear to be closed.
Okay, and examples of that would be?
Nightclubs, the ones not listed specifically are nightclubs, bowling alleys, concert venues, theaters, auditoriums, and performing arts centers, racetracks, adult entertainment, and adult entertainment venues.
And those are specifically not mentioned as non-essential businesses that are close contact that can open, but they were mentioned in prior orders spelling out what a non-essential business would be.
Those were the ones that are not mentioned in the order. The ones mentioned in the order, in Order 37, are arcades, tourist attractions, museums, aquariums, and planetariums, indoor children's play areas, and bingo halls and venues operated by social clubs. So those were the ones that are specifically listed as being able to open. The ones, nightclubs, bowling alleys, concert venues, theaters, auditoriums, performing arts centers, racetracks, and adult entertainment venues are ones that weren't specifically listed and would seem then that they are not allowed to open.
Okay, so the conclusion would be that those are not allowed to open. We talked a little bit about bowling alleys, and we called Stone Pin Bowling in Greenville just to see if they were open. It would seem that that would potentially come under recreational facility that requires the use of shared sporting apparatus and equipment, and that's why it's open?
It appears that that would be the case, seeing as they're listed as entertainment venues and facilities in the prior order, order number 17, as an entertainment venue and facility that is non-essential, but they are not listed in those entertainment venues and facilities that are allowed to reopen under Executive Order 37. So it seems like the bowling alleys would be activities that require the use of shared sporting apparatus and equipment. That would be potentially a way for them to operate during this time.
Interesting. So there are things that are not mentioned in this latest executive order that were mentioned in previous orders specifically. So we're seeing a lot of businesses that may not be specifically mentioned opening back up. Anything else we need to know about Executive Order 37?
Well, I think just to reiterate, like we did with those businesses in Executive Order 36, you know, it has that same language of that the businesses should consider and incorporate the guidelines from CDC or DHEC or, you know, other state or federal public health officials. But, you know, I think best practices would be to, you know, given that your ability to do so, to actually implement those guidelines for sanitation and, you know, for safe reopening.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead to Executive Order 38, and that's the last one we'll talk about. What can you tell us about this order?
So Executive Order 38, that to me is interesting because it kind of indicates to me that while all these businesses are being allowed to reopen and we're slowly and incrementally reopening the state, it's still a serious enough issue that the need for a state of emergency is continuing. And I think that's important to note, especially as we reopen and as businesses decide whether or not to reopen and what sort of sanitation and, you know, safety guidelines to implement and follow. And, you know, as individuals, how to go about our lives in this time. You know, it's still a serious thing and it still needs to be treated as such. And, you know, we'll see after June 11th if there's another executive order coming out extending it again. As of right now, there's not. But again, this is set to, the state of emergency is set to expire June 11th. So I wouldn't expect anything before then.
And I think the beginning of your analysis of 38 may have gotten cut off as we had an incoming call, but it's extended until June 11th. That's the gist of the Executive Order 38.
Correct. It also reaffirmed school closures and protection of first responders and transportation waivers, things that have been in prior orders. But the, you know, I think the most important part is the extension of the state of emergency to June 11th.
And it will be interesting to see how schools are treated in the fall and whether the emergency order as to school closures extends.
Definitely. And I think it'll also be interesting to see if, when the time comes where this executive order is set to expire, the state of emergency is set to expire around June 11th, whether or not it gets extended again.
We will certainly be on the lookout and have updates for our listeners on that. Well, thank you, David, for the update. Listeners, thank you for tuning in. Until our next clue.